You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. Sharker Kyle Beach spoke very candidly, very openly. And I think anytime you get to hear from a survivor of sexual abuse, it puts it more into perspective. You know, he named Joe Quinville. He named Stan Bowman. He named Donald Fear. He named some people specifically on their, or what he believed was their roles in doing nothing in this.
Yeah, for sure he did. He lived through it. And so he's the one who, had a story to tell, told it, was under the understanding that the organization was aware now and they were going to take care of it, and then sat through nothing happening. And, that was gut-wrenching. And to listen to him talk about how that made him feel, that Aldrich was right and he was wrong, or that he was a liar. And just for a young player, this draft pick, just trying to find his way in this, huge competitive world, to have reached out for help and then not gotten it. Listening to him talk about that today was tough, man. The whole interview was really, really tough. But good for him for doing it. Showed tons of courage. Great job by Rick. It was just, that was just a really important interview, important story. And but lots of it was difficult to watch for sure.
And, you listen to Kyle Beach today, and there was the report that came out yesterday that was very in-depth on a lot of things, because, Duncan Key spoke today, and Duncan Key says that he didn't know about it. And, Kyle Beach, he goes, I think the players knew. Boynton said they knew. The report from the investigators said there was nothing in their interviews that could give them more detail on why they thought everybody knew. So I can understand people saying we just assume the players know, but even the report itself didn't have concrete, because they were very concrete in a lot of things. That was the one thing they weren't concrete in. And here's the thing. So if the players knew, I think the one thing to me that's I have more issue with is the jokes and the homophobic slurs and stuff that happened. That obviously I think is the bigger issue that's terrible and should be looked at. But I don't know if, even if the players had known, because it doesn't sound like they did at the immediate time, I'm not sure there was anything they could have done in that moment, because Duncan Key said when he asked why did Brad Aldridge not come back, they told him, well, he couldn't handle the schedule of the NHL. Like, even when they had that many months, the people in the position of power couldn't even tell the players the truth.
I mean, listen, Duncan, he sat there for 13 minutes and he answered our questions. He waited till the questions were done. So, credit to him for coming out today, because we're not hearing from, a ton of guys that were part of that team. The one question that I have coming out of that press conference that, should have thought of it at the time and clarified, and that I think is important to clarify, is it's one thing to not... he was asked if he was interviewed and said no. I think what's more relevant is, was he asked to be interviewed? Did they ask him to partake in it? Because we do know that there were, I think, close to 40 people who were asked to take part in the investigation from the law firm, and a certain number of them never got back to them, and a certain number of them declined. And I don't know what the answer is on Duncan Keith, what his, what his level of participation had the opportunity to be. So I would like to know, and we'll try and get some clarity if they asked him to be part of it and if he said no. And if he said no, then, potentially why. But again, in this moment, I don't know the answer to that. We asked him if he knew anything at the time. He said he didn't. He said, I know people are saying that everybody knew, and maybe it's hard for people to understand, but we didn't know. It's the truth. We didn't know. So he's sitting there, laying it out there, saying he absolutely did not know. And that people saying, now, Kyle Beach had not done his interview yet, and Kyle Beach had not said that he thought players knew. At this point, it was Sopel and it was Boynton. Kyle Beach has now come out and said that he believes the players knew, and there's certainly a lot of weight and gravity to that as well. So, but Keith said that he honestly didn't know anything. So, You know, there have been people through this process, you know, Joel Quenneville, when originally asked about this stuff, you know, that are, you know, people have said one thing and likely finds out to be another. Duncan Keith put himself right out there today saying, I didn't know. And so, you know, he's on the record with that, and people can take that for however they want.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to – I'm not going to try to change anyone's opinion on it. The people are going to believe what they want to believe, and then, you know, they're allowed to it. It's an ugly situation, no question.
Yep.
Here.
But I do think it's relevant if he was asked to be part of the investigation or not. I do think that's relevant, and, you know, he was asked today if he spoke with them, and he said no, but he wasn't asked, you know, if he was asked to. So I do think that's important to clarify that.
No, that's totally fair. In the interview, Kyle Beach was, you know, he mentioned Joe Quenneville by name, a very specific meeting with I think it was Joe Dick exactly, in Quenneville's office, and said, hey, if he didn't know, I just don't see how that's possible, because I witnessed with my own eyes the meetings in his office. And, you know, now, Grant, I know this interview came out at live at 6 p.m. Eastern, and, you know, that part kind of came out, I think, around 6:15 or something like that. And 40 minutes later, Joe Quenneville is behind the bench in Florida. Do you think the NHL should have pulled him from the game tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, especially in light of Beach coming forward and the additional... Oh, sorry. I forgot to silence my phone here. Especially given the additional information that came forward from Beach's interview and the claims that he made, and kind of additional thoughts from him and things that he saw that Joel absolutely should have known. I think it's, even with what we knew this morning, I don't think it's the right call for Quenneville to be on the bench right now. I think that this, there's a pattern of this not having been taken seriously enough. And I think that pattern needs to end. And I think the NHL needed to err on the side of caution and make sure that idea wasn't perpetuated any further, that this wasn't going to be taken seriously. And so, look, it's a long season. It's a game. You get in. You bring him in right away. You have the conversation with him. You know, whatever steps they feel they need to take, if there's going to be some additional penalty or punishment here, I think it's reasonable to ask a guy to hold off, you know, in light of everything that's happened. So I don't think it's the right thing that he's on the bench tonight. I think it perpetuates the idea that this hasn't been taken seriously enough at a couple of different intervals. And I just think that's absolutely the wrong tact in the moment.
Where do you think the NHL goes from here?
I don't know. I mean, they've got decisions to make here on in particular, you know, people who were in that meeting. You know, right now it's Kevin Cheveldayoff and Joel Quenneville rightfully are in the spotlight, and we'll wait to hear what Gary Bettman has to say about that. You know, I think that the National Hockey League needs to do everything in its power to be as open and transparent with any and all of these situations. And they have in recent years tried to, you know, put facilities in place that where players can go, you know, that have issues, whatever those issues might be. I think that there have been some steps that have been taken over the last couple of years, but I think it just needs to continue. And I think this idea that being transparent from the beginning is non-negotiable and absolutely the way it has to be, I think that Gary Bettman needs to be absolutely firm in that with his clubs. And I've heard him be, like, I've been at Board of Governors and GM meetings where he's talked about this. He does not like being blindsided. He does not like being surprised. Any NHL team that hides anything that's going on from the NHL does so at their own peril. Now, with
so that means, that leads me to, sorry to interrupt, leads me to this question, Shager. Are we certain that Gary Bettman didn't know?
I don't know. I mean, I think the report dove into that. Now, the report dove into who knew what when in terms of the Blackhawks. I don't know if they would have been, informed. Like, Kyle Beach today, when asked by Rick Westhead, I mean, he talked about the fact that the Players Association knew and was open about that fact, that he knew, that Don Fehr knew about that. I haven't heard any reporting that the National Hockey League was made aware. So my assumption is the Blackhawks tried to keep this entirely in-house. If they, in fact, went to the National Hockey League at some point, I don't believe we've heard about that yet, and then that sheds a whole different light on things. But I have no reporting on that. I don't know the answer to that, but you ask where the NHL needs to go from here, and it needs to be making it absolutely clear that transparency is the only option, that there is no, you know, pushing stuff under the rug or trying to cover things up, and there's no keeping it in-house. It's just not the way to do business anymore, and frankly hasn't been for a long time. And with that said, given the gravity of some of the fines we've seen in the league over recent years, I don't know that the fine that they levied against Chicago is of the magnitude that it needed to be. I think it was, for an organization like that amounts to kind of a slap on the wrist. And now, the Blackhawks are far from done paying, right? And I'm sure Gary Bettman knows that. They're going to enter into negotiations and try and settle this. And there very well could be settlements. And I believe they will be very, very, very significant. And so maybe in Bettman's mind, he's thinking, you know, we have to find them, of course. But if there is money to be paid in penalty for what has transpired, then let that money go to the people who were wronged. Maybe that's the thought process, but I'm not sure.
Shocker, Oilers will take on the Flyers, and we'll break that down tomorrow on the show to see what happens tonight. A battle of the two best face-off teams. I don't know when the last time I could say Edmonton was top two in face-offs, but here we are. It's a new season, and strange things are happening in Oilerland. They are second in the NHL in team face-off percentage. We'll see you at the rink.
Okay. Enjoy some hockey tonight, buddy. See ya.